This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. One person died in a two-vehicle crash just west of Milner last night. The name's not been released. Colorado State Patrol says two people were in the second vehicle. They're both from Craig. The 37-year-old male driver and 22-year-old male passenger were taken to the hospital with unknown injuries. Traffic on Highway 40 was rerouted for several hours on 20 Mile Road. Businesses from throughout Northwest Colorado participated in the first career fair hosted by Moffitt County High School. Students were there, the public was invited as a way to engage students and community members of career pathways and job opportunities. Ruby Short is a senior at Moffitt County High School.
I think this career fair opens up what's going on in Moffitt County, and it showcases a lot of different career paths that students can take. Especially for seniors, we're able to kind of get a grasp of what our futures look like since it's coming up in the next couple of months. I think it's really fascinating that our community comes together and works as a whole, and we rely on locality and we rely on communal support. So I think that coming to the high school and trying to reach out to students keeps them either in Colorado, or it also branches them out to other aspects of what they want to do with their futures.
Olivia Cordova is a junior at Moffitt County High School and a KRAI intern.
It's a good thing to have a career fair because a lot of the students here want to go into different careers, and it's a really good thing that everyone can see the different careers and jobs that go on in Craig and everything, and that some people can get good opportunities at them or people can be inspired by them. And it's a really good thing that it's here and that Mr. Frank allowed and asked them all to come here and everything so that everyone could see kind of what these people did to go for their future job and everything. And honestly, I think it's a really good experience for all us juniors, seniors, freshmen and sophomores, everyone in the high school and everyone in the community, because we're all working together now for all of our future generations and everyone right now.
Businesses there included banks, CNCC, Memorial Regional Health, the Moffitt County Sheriff's Office, Craig Police, and Colorado State Patrol and Dispatch, Yampa Valley Electric, BLM Firefighters, CDOT Snowplows, Peabody, Kalawayo, John Deere, KRAI, and many, many more. Organizers have more ideas for future job fairs, which may include high schools from throughout Northwest Colorado. Fourth graders from throughout Moffitt County attended fourth grade Ag Day Thursday at the Moffitt County Fairgrounds in Craig. Kellen McGinnis is a fourth grader at Sunset Elementary.
I like Moffitt County Ag Day because I get to see animals and learn about different types of food that come from animals and things that come from animals.
Kids learned about horses and branding, milking, cows, chickens, goats, and miniature donkeys, fiber and weaving and baking. Moffitt County 4-H was there, as was Yampatika. It's the 32nd year for Moffitt County Ag Day, hosted by the Moffitt County Cattlewomen. There's more pictures of both of those events on the KRAI and 55 Country Facebook page. Good luck to Hannah Kilpatrick from Moffitt County High School. She's headed to Anaheim, California to compete in the National DECA competition in business services. The Court Sports for Life Foundation nonprofit has announced Meg Tully as the new executive director, who will run the Steamboat Tennis and Pickleball Center effective immediately. Tully's been the business development director there since October of 2022. She has 29 years of management experience in nonprofits. And check out a new mural. It's being painted on the outside wall of Off the Beaten Path in downtown Craig. Greg Effinger is the artist. The mural's called Portal to Imagination. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.